about to get it cracking.
Can't believe it.
We're live.
We just gonna let them stop us, y'all. Nah, nah. No matter who tries to get in front of you, no matter who tries to stop you, don't ever let them.
We're back. We're here. All right, let me put on some Mackie music real quick. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Ism Radio. Shout out to everybody on Instagram. Y'all need to go. If you're on Instagram, go to YouTube. Type in Ism Radio, I-Z-M Radio. All right? And we're streaming live right now. Let me talk in the mic. I'm talking like I ain't on the fucking mic. What's up? We got my lovely lady co-host right here.
Hey, y'all.
We got Miss Bree here trying to cover her stomach. Ain't shit wrong with her stomach. Look, she just ate a damn pastrami. So what'd you eat?
I ate a salad.
Oh, okay. You acting one. Like, she acting like, oh, I can't show my stomach.
No, look, you put a drop of meat in your stomach and your shit be like, wow, okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I'm like, she's trying to hide. She's looking great over here.
Hey, y'all.
And we have Miss Layla over here with the glasses. You know when she
incognito.
Got the glasses. Yes, incognigrous. Yes, you know, when she get them glasses on, it was one of them nights. But yeah, on Instagram, you guys go to Ism Radio on YouTube, and we are live right now. So I'm about to sign off here. All right. Let me get all this technical shit out the way. Glad to have everybody tuning in, family. Today's show, let me record everything. There's so much shit to do to get this show popping, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that we are not lagging in the stream. Layla, what you doing over there? She's digging for snacks.
I'm trying to be professional. I don't want to be like, yeah, I got food all on the counter and stuff. I'm trying to be low key with it.
No, Layla's over here foraging for food.
Well, everybody's always home. We can all come here hungry.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all come up in here hungry.
I didn't today. I know. My life.
Yes, Bree had her a salad and we're chilling. Today's show, let me get that out the way. Today's show is brought to you by Bincoux. That's B-I-N-C-O-U-X. It's time for you to make sure your old backpacks are in good shape. It's time to get a new one. If you're not sure where to go, where to look, check out Bincoux at Bincoux.com. That's B-I-N-C-O-U-X.com. They have a very great line of backpacks. They're soft to the touch, made with their signature fabric. So again, Bincoux.com. Also check out Black Suns Comics. That's a black-owned business that creates African-centered science fiction and fantasy comics. So they got a lot of good stuff going on over there, family. So y'all need to go to BlackSunComics.com. That's BlackSunComics.com, ladies and gentlemen. And you guys need to subscribe to this show on YouTube so you can get it automatically. I'm trying to figure out a way so we can embed the live feed on the actual Ism Radio website at ismradio.com. I need all my tech heads to hit me up, but I'll talk about that a little bit later. How have you ladies been doing? How's your weekend, ladies? Okay.
Mine was super, super boring. I had no babysitter because my mom is like trying to get her groove back. You know, she went a couple days, so she couldn't watch my son. So I was, you know, doing like hugs and giggles and kid stuff all weekend. That's what I was doing, which was fun because I love doing that with my son.
What your mom on a date with?
You know,
a black African. You know, she gotta get her African.
Nah. Oh damn.
No, she's like, you know, she's newly divorced and, you know, she got her new weave in because normally she wears her hair short.
Yeah.
And I told her, I'm like, Mom, if you want a man, y'all like long hair.
Yeah.
Y'all like long hair. I don't care. It's a bunch of cute short haircuts, but at the end of the day, y'all like long hair. So I convinced her into getting a weave. She got it. Now she thinks she's cute. She went on a date. So.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Damn. So, yeah. And where's she going to date to?
She says she went to just Volcano. Nothing.
Oh, Volcano's
the
shit.
Yeah, Volcano's good.
Volcano's the shit.
Yeah, I love Volcano. So she went to Volcano. Her little friend, you know.
Her little friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at mom, okay, mom trying to get it in, man. I ain't mad at her. Shit.
Is your mom fucking Morgan Freeman?
What'd you say, Isambot?
Is your mom fucking Morgan Freeman?
I wish she was.
She's not fucking Morgan Freeman.
Need that money.
He's getting some March of the Penguin strokes in.
Morgan Freeman is that dude.
Man. Bree, what did you do this weekend?
I went to the Black Ink premiere in the Black Ink Chicago premiere in LA.
Oh, they had a premiere out here?
Yeah, because one of the Cat Tat is, she relocated to LA.
Okay.
So she's still a part of the Black Ink Chicago show. So they had a little premiere here and it was cool.
Where was it?
It was in Hollywood at, I forget the name of the place. It was right across from Lowe's Hotel. It's a little bar right there. Don't look like anything. First of all, the normal people that go to this bar was like, tapping any black people and black person next to them like, what's going on tonight?
And what is this? Is this, is Freaknik? What is
right?
this?
Right. It's literally like, what's going on? Yeah. Mostly. What is it called? Like Tilhorn or something horn?
Oh, okay.
Okay. It was cool.
That's what's up. That is what's up. So, Layla, Miss Layla with your shades on, what is happening out here in the news?
Okay, so I don't know. Do you guys happen to, it's a show called what is this show called? Everyday Struggle or something?
Well, the struggle is you reading. Goddamn. Layla, you know how to read.
No, I wasn't ready. Hold on. I wasn't ready. Like, I just go straight. No, it's called Everyday Struggle. No, it's a dope show. It's called Everyday Struggle. I was like, damn, I'm trying to get to it. No, it's called Everyday Struggle. And they had a lot of celebrities go on there. It's through Complex Magazine. Anyway, they were interviewing Amber Rose and Joe Budden at the same time. You know Joe Budden's a damn fool, right?
Yeah.
So Joe Budden tells Amber Rose, you know what? I'm going to show you the video, actually. He was like, yeah, you the one that coached Black China into doing all this shit to Rob. It's your fault. And then the host went in on her.
Oh, damn.
After that, and was like, yeah, because you wrote an article in Times Magazine basically saying for women to manipulate men in seducing them into giving them money. And she's like, well, I'm not putting a gun to any man's head to make them give me money. If I know how to seduce them to make them give me money, that's on them.
Damn.
So what do you think about that?
Damn.
I wholeheartedly believe they sat down and came up with a plan together. Yeah.
And that's what
I don't think China needed no help. Shit, she more of a scam artist than, what's the girl?
Oh, Amber Rose, yeah.
They on the same damn boat.
Yeah, and that the mom of, what's her name, Black China's
Tokyo.
Mom. What's her name? Tokyo Tanya? What the fuck is her
Tokyo,
name?
Tokyo. Some ghetto shit. Yeah. No, I can't.
And then, black people. I see a lot of black folks co-signing this ratchet mother. She's twerking. She's doing all types of like crackhead shit. I mean, we got to stop co-signing just crackhead type of shit and call it what it is. That shit ain't cute. It's sad to see her mama out here acting a damn fool like that. And look, I don't knock Black China for getting a paper. I don't knock it, but I mean, just have some, act like money, you know.
But girls do that, Tariq, because yeah. I had a roommate in Atlanta, and she told me that she was just, like, she would know exactly. Let's say, for instance, Trey Songz. Okay, Trey Songz is gonna be at this club tonight. She's super pretty and beautiful. Mm. Like, she's super beautiful. So she's like, I'm gonna place myself right in VIP, where I know he's gonna talk to me. And lo and behold, there you go. So she dated so many celebrities because she says she would know where they're going to be at their hotel. And she knows she was fine.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she knew that they were going to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. Fine women know how to position themselves. They know.
I planned it. She talked to Shaq. She talked to a whole bunch of people. Oh, yeah.
Because girls trip me out trying to act like they don't know. I met this guy. He was an athlete. I didn't even know. I'm like, you didn't see this 8-foot tall nigga jump out of a Bentley? You didn't know what this motherfucker did for a living? No.
When I tell y'all I'm so straight on placing myself anywhere a celebrity is, all STDs and all that shit going, I ain't trying to figure it out.
You might place yourself somewhere where Usher, you place yourself at the Usher concert.
For real.
You dig?
For real.
At the, these are my infections.
Did you see that Tariq on Instagram? They did a tour for R. Kelly and Usher called the Hostage and Herpes Tour.
That's horrible.
It said Hostage and Herpes Tour coming to a city near you.
Instagram and Black Twitter, okay?
Dying. I was dying.
The Hostage and Herpes, hilarious.
He has to say something. Like, say something.
Usher, the only thing what can he say? He has to say, look, I went to an herbal doctor.
He got to say something.
He has to show up with like a black witch doctor or some shit.
Hardest.
I mean, he has to go all the way out. He needs to go over to Kenya somewhere. get a motherfucker, get a couple people with their stomach out and flies, and just get a motherfucker with some herbs and say, look, I've been in this village for about 2 weeks. I ain't got shit no more.
You gotta say
that's
something.
The only thing Usher can do. You need to go get you umduge and get you some herbs. And that's how you can get out this damn pickle you in.
It don't seem like he gonna get out of no sooner, because every time you turn around a new girl,
yeah.
Yeah, because this one girl that want $10, $20 million now.
God damn. Oh,
she want $20 million for you being a fucking rat and busting down without a condom. You damn. Want $20 million.
Why hasn't he said anything, though? I ain't got it. Like, do they know?
No, he
sure?
has it. He has it. Yeah, because.
But still, you gotta say something.
Yeah.
You
gotta at least lie.
He can't even lie. He can't lie.
It's on paper.
Cause, yeah, it's on paper. It's on paper. Now that's the thing that got him. It's on paper.
Dang, so, I still lie.
Like, the papers are lies. I was bullshitting.
Lies. Your lying eyes is no.
Yeah, but Usher, he was busting down the bridesmaids. I'm
that's horrible.
Usher, damn.
That's horrible.
It was dirty macking. Usher, go to Africa, Usher. I'm telling you, get your ass over there to Africa and get it popping. Bree, what is happening over there?
So let's recap on some news we brought up last week, Mr. R. Kelly, because
yes.
He from my hometown. You know, I got to keep bringing it up. But it's starting to get real, y'all. Like, they starting to come out. One girl I know personally that said she used to deal with R. Kelly back. And so, of course, we, like, just taking her word for it. She seemed like she was in a good situation with him, happy.
Yeah.
And she's at the press conference, like, I'm talking about, like, backing up everything that the girl's father was saying.
Yeah.
She was, like, telling him where the certain houses were, and, like, this is the main house, this is the other house, how the rooms are set up, certain things they made them do, like, dead ass giving up all of the info.
Like what? I want to know. Give me some detail, girl.
Man. Well, like making them stand up against the walls, making them ask to eat. They have to ask to shower.
This is jail.
Damn. Yeah, exactly. They have to perform sexual favors on him in front of people. Like, yeah, it got really, really deep.
Damn.
So
weird.
For all of y'all that's trying to say, oh, well, Hef did it. Hugh Hefner fucking on them girls and keeping them hostage like that.
Oh, man. God damn, Aura.
Kales. Damn. And he has a lawyer. He got who's lawyer?
Bill Cosby's lawyer. Bill Cosby lawyer. Yeah, he got Bill Cosby's lawyer.
Which one? I mean,
the most recent.
What's her name? Just got him off. Dang, I forgot her name.
The black lady?
Yeah,
what's her name, guy? Chat room, help me out with her name because she's thorough. She's very, very thorough.
I just had it. Let me see if
I did.
And shout out in the live room, they said there's a glitch. There's a lag in the stream, but on the playback is going to be better. So y'all don't worry about that. Okay. Y'all going to be good to go. But yeah, that lawyer is very thorough.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Bill Cosby's.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's
And speaking of Bill Cosby, you know, one of the accusers, she got arrested this weekend. One of the white ladies, she got arrested. She got arrested for, like, drug possession, some shit.
Of course.
Yeah, that's the one who lied and said he raped her at the Playboy Mansion on a certain date. She made a mistake and named a date. And that's where they learn how to not name specific dates. She named a specific date, and they proved she was a liar because his ass was in New York at the time. So.
Oh, wow. I'm not shocked.
Yeah, I'm not shocked either. Yeah, because they're not vetting any of these women at all. And if you call out their lies, they're like, well, you're supporting Cosby. Well, look, I'm supporting the truth. If if these motherfuckers are lying, that's disrespectful to women who've been assaulted for real.
Exactly.
Instead of these women running around trying to get some paper out of a nigga. Like all that.
Times is hard. That's
how we go, though. Y'all get the money, start dating anything but a black girl, and they turn around and take all your damn money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Tell on you and
snitch
take
on
all
you.
Your
jail.
Money. Put you in
look,
jail.
Look, I'm going off of power. Put you in jail.
Yeah. Yes. No, for real, though. Like, that's real damn life.
Man. Let's see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling here. What's up? Who's calling? Hold on. Don't tell me the phone line is going to be tripping again.
It's always the first call. I can't wait till we get to a show when it's the first call. Be like, what's up?
I know. Just real. Just
like,
to the
I know
point.
It used to be like that, Tariq.
I know, man. I don't know. The phone lines are so damn janky sometimes.
I feel like ever since we moved a little bit, maybe. Yeah. Ever since we moved, maybe.
Yeah, but it's cool. Layla, what else is happening over there?
Okay,
No,
I have to show you this video.
Yes.
Because me telling you is not even enough. Okay. So, I don't know if you guys seen this video with Trick Daddy, right?
I saw that.
Going the hell off on Meek Mill because
I saw that.
Trick Daddy is too old.
He looks so rich. Wait, do you want to show these people?
Oh, Lord. I don't want to show it. It's too ratchet.
Is he so basically ratchet. Trick Daddy is going off on social media, like, with this crazy video because Meek Mill claims that he influenced the Miami streets. And Trick Daddy mad.
I know. This nigga shit. So what?
I'm for real.
I mean, come on. Y'all going on rants. Let me look. Trick Daddy and anybody out there. I saw that. He like, this is my street, motherfucker. I'm like, dude, you got black folks out there in Florida getting shot up, killed, missing. Yeah.
Them your streets, though.
Them your streets. Y'all don't claim no damn streets when all this shit is going on. It's too late for that. We're too late for all that shit. All that rah-rah shit on other black folks but coming to your city that you claim that you're a hostage. The white supremacists got you fucked up in the game on. So let's get off that. It's my streets nonsense.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And yeah, at a certain age, all those internet rants getting on there. Motherfucker.
And he looked for real mad.
Yeah.
Like his veins and shit was coming out his neck.
Well, he has lupus, right? So that has
he gained a lot of weight, and I think maybe he just wanted some shine because we ain't heard from Trick Daddy in a while. I think he just wanted his, you know, shine for two. I like Trick Daddy though, but
yeah, he makes good music. Trick, you don't have to do all that bullshit.
You don't, man.
Yeah, leave all that. You an OG now, man. Exactly. Leave that bullshit alone. Be like Master P. I like Master P. Mm-hmm. Master P is on some grown man shit.
Yeah.
Master P is the dude who gives a lot of the young dudes wisdom. He drops a lot of game on them. That's what you're supposed to do when you are a veteran in the game. You've been in the game for a long time. All that little rah-rah shit, leave that to the little niggas. And don't leave it to them. Actually, get them off that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, don't have them on that.
Yeah, don't
get them away from
that. Meek Mill, you bigger than that.
Yeah, you do.
Bruh.
Yeah, you know.
Better than that.
Yeah, cats be trying to attach their name to the new cats who's, you know, you ain't got to do all that stuff. Man, let me see. What the hell's up with the lines? Hello?
Hello?
God damn,
hello?
Phone
hello?
Lines?
Hello, McCullough. Hey, Doreen. Or, the dude, I was watching your show the other day, and it was some dude, you like, nigga, you moist. Get off the phone. Oh. You in a milk bath.
Yeah, somebody, he was a purgatory Christ. What the hell?
Calling me with this stupid ass shit. I mean, give me a break, nigga.
Yeah. I can only imagine what people say to you. Some of the stuff that people say to me, I can just imagine.
Man, we got phone lines ringing in. No, that's the office phone.
Did y'all see Love and Hip Hop Hollywood last night?
I did.
Yeah, I saw it.
Results are in.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
It was kind of whack. It was whatever. It just seemed like a lot of bad acting, to be honest.
That's the thing. You know what it was I was confused about? Yeah. When everybody got in the room, they just start, bitch, you ugly.
Yeah.
It was just like no rhyme or reason for the argument. Normally, it's a reason like, bitch, that bitch just stinks. Her face is fucked. Like, why? Like, we like just sit down three minutes ago.
Yeah, it's just forced aggression. It's forced pushback. It's just too forced.
I like two
and
stories.
And this is Hollywood. Like, you would think they would know how to act here. Yeah, like, Atlanta is more believable
exactly.
than them.
Because they're real.
I believe Jocelyn. Yeah, they're right. real. Yeah,
they're real. We're people in Atlanta are just more real. LA people, they're just like, end scene.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Keisha Cole's scene seemed okay.
Yeah.
And Brooks was okay. I'm going to say that.
That's your homegirl. That's your homegirl.
Like, let me throw her a bone right
throw
quick.
A bone.
No, Brooks' scene was good. Man. And Keisha Cole's scene was good. I liked them too. But
what's the deal with Keisha and her dude? Keisha Cole and that dude.
They not together, but they
live together.
Mm.
Is he still playing? He was playing basketball, right?
Yeah.
He's not playing no more?
I don't know.
Because people are making it seem like his little money is janky now. Oh, damn. Okay.
No. And that's what I don't understand. He's still in shape. I feel like he can still play basketball. And a lot of people ask that question. Why isn't he playing basketball? But I think it's because he's in L.A. Mm. I think he wants to live that lifestyle. I think he just got...
Yeah, because he said something like, I play basketball, but my pen game is strong. I want to be a rapper. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm telling you, he could play. You see how in shape he is? It's not like he fell off, he fat, and he wore... No, this dude is still young, still in shape. You know what I mean? He could do it.
My pin game strong. Yeah. Come with it then, booby.
Yeah. Where is that? What music?
I bet you would drop on Love & Hip Hop. I bet you. Oh, or they going to show him in the studio.
I know. But Safari is.
almost guaranteed.
I like him, though. He's dope.
How come nobody from hip hop, their rap shit don't ever pop off?
No.
Name somebody from Love & Hip Hop who's
Cardi
rap
B.
shit.
Cardi B.
And she just kind of.
She just hurt. Happened. She
but,
just.
But she yeah. gonna do it though. Mm. She gonna do it. Trust me.
Because yeah, people fuck sure. nobody B can name a nobody can really name a Cardi B song though. I mean,
Bodak Yellow. Everybody know that song. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I've never. I must be the old nigga in the room.
Yeah,
I'm,
you are the old nigga in the room because that shit pops.
No, I heard
chat
that.
Room. Have y'all heard
even
of Bodak
I heard
Yellow?
It, Tariq, even heard it.
Bodak
even
Yellow.
I heard it. Even
how does
I heard
that,
it.
How does that go? Bodak Yellow.
These is red
it's
bottoms.
Dope.
These is
it's
blood
dope.
Shoes.
It's dope. It's super, super dope.
Okay, I gotta.
Yeah, y'all can't fuck it. With me. Turn the sound to
me.
All right, and, ladies and gentlemen, Salt and Heifer. All right, these motherfuckers right here. Lord,
that was perfect.
Oh, that was all so right. So.
Man, Bree, what else is happening out here in these streets?
So, you know, I always pick on the culture vultures, which is Kylie and Kendall.
Yeah.
They culture vultures. But, yeah. Okay, so Coco.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She put her little lemonade brace in and called him the Coco Swoop and got her ass ripped up by Black Twitter.
Not the lemonade braids.
Yeah, because that's
oh,
what they call
it. It
does
look like that.
That's,
yeah.
what, they, that's what they call
yeah.
them, the lemonade braids.
It does.
And she like, y'all know I've been doing this. And it's like, Coco been black. Like, cut it.
Yeah.
She ain't no, like, she ain't long, tried. Bro. She ain't never tried it, you know?
Man.
Yeah, she yeah. been with Ice-T for how long?
She been with him for shit, a decade at
she
least.
She get her
though.
Card. She yeah. get her card. Like, go man. Ahead, Coco.
But yeah, but it ain't no damn Coco Swoop. Though. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
I called Coco Swoop, and nobody responded to that. Like, she went off on, like, she just responding. Like, she don't have to respond either.
Because they read
like,
her fucking
yeah, they,
rights.
Yeah, they got in her ass
dang,
about
Coco.
That.
She was, I felt bad for her, because I like her.
Yeah.
But, you know, they be trying to, you know, take claim to shit, you know. And I get it, you know.
She yeah. was like, I name all my hairstyles, so I'm naming this one the Coco Swoop. And
does
they like,
really
boo.
Does she really
apparently that's yeah. what she said. I don't follow her to that extent.
Oh, okay.
Like I, you know, I see a picture every now and then, but girl, get them lemonade braids back.
Oh, man, shout out to Ice-T and Coco.
Hey, y'all.
Shout out to Darlene too.
That
his
was
ex-wife.
Cool. Who?
That's Ice's ex.
Why do you know that? And they 10 plus in.
I know. The shout out to Darlene. You got
to
give shout out to Darlene.
Showed your age like a
man. Well, Darlene is on my man's show, Corey Holcomb 5150 show. So she's.
Oh, okay.
So she does stuff still.
Okay.
So,
what's up, okay. Darlene?
Yes.
Darlene, so, hey,
shout
boo.
Out to Zoe and Corey and those dudes. And Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Let's talk about. I was just looking at this. I don't even know if y'all really want to know about this, but. Production sources. Sorry, guys. My throat is always, you know, all crazy. But no, production sources revealed that Kim recently went after Kenya when she thought she said something
Kim,
about.
Wait, who?
Kim. Oh, I'm sorry. We talking about. Oh, I'm talking to y'all like y'all know what's going
I know.
On. I'm talking about Kenya Moore and Kim
go.
Zolciak.
There
so they're
go.
Filming the 10th season of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
And they brought Kim Zolciak back because I guess she needs a check.
Yes. Yes.
I guess.
And NeNe is back, right?
NeNe's
back.
Oh,
yeah.
NeNe's
back.
NeNe's back.
Do they need them?
Yeah, they probably do because Phaedra's not on there no more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Phaedra's not on there. So I saw a picture of like Lisa Wu Hartwell.
She's back?
She I don't was, think she's
she,
back.
I don't think she's back, but I saw a picture of her,
yeah, saw
with,
her with
them at some event down there in Atlanta.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, they said it got real crazy on the set between Kenya and Kim Zolciak, and they got in a little fight.
Oh, damn.
And it says something about, however, reporters reportedly, it took a turn for the worse when Kim thought she heard Kenya say that the tickets were... were for her injured son. They were fighting over some tickets or some random shit.
Mm.
And I just pulled up this story right now.
God damn, Layla. Layla be in here winging it like a motherfucker.
You got to. Because you know what? Today I was like, I really didn't have time. Normally I do my research and do all this stuff. Today I just had like the craziest morning. And then I did a few stories and I didn't finish them. So I was like, dang.
But
and
I
then,
did. I saw her daughter tweet something to Kenya or like write something about her. Like you are some type of bitch.
Oh, damn.
Her daughter.
Why the kids be getting in the mix?
No, that's like Reginae.
Yeah, I know. Reginae. That's the nosiest little fucking kid who stay in grown folks' fucking business. Don't nobody stay in grown folks' business more than damn Regina Carter.
Nobody. And then be like, I'm going to get my daddy and my mommy.
I know.
I'm going to get my mommy.
She's so pretty now, though.
She's a cute little girl, but she stay your ass out of grown folks' business.
But that's what Kim Daughter did. And then, like, she got apparently, like, I saw a picture of her, and her face is totally different. She needed a new social.
Oh, damn.
Her shit is totally different. Wow. Like, she knifed up like a mug.
Wait, but she looked good, though, but...
Kim's daughter?
Yeah, I think she look cute. You don't think she look cute? I guess I've been in L.A. too long. It started to look cute to me at this point. No, but you know who does...
How old is she now, by the way, the daughter?
18.
Oh, so she's pretty much 17, grown.
18.
Yeah. Wait, did she get re-knifed up? Because I just seen her maybe like 5 months ago. Did she look different from there?
I don't know what she looked like 5 months ago. She looked like one of them cats. You know how she start getting all
the
surgery.
She might have re-got it done. I haven't seen her recently. Oh, hilarious. Wow. That's too young for that.
Man.
That's crazy.
I'm still trying to get these phone lines working. So, you know.
So.
What else is happening, Ms.
Bree? Normally we have callers.
They, Insecure came back.
Yes.
Out. Insecure came back. Hey, Issa.
Yes, Insecure was very good. I love that show.
Okay. Y'all got to get on Layla because she ain't ever seen Insecure.
Layla seen like one Hidden Colors and no Insecure.
And shut up. I seen Power though every episode, all the butt naked episodes of Lala.
Yeah.
I don't miss that now. Yeah. You know I don't miss the freak stuff. You got freaky stuff? No,
but yeah, Insecure is very good. Good show.
Very, very good.
Do I have
show.
To watch season one to watch it?
Yeah, you do, because a lot of stuff takes place then you would only understand the context if you've seen season one.
I hate shows.
No, you ain't gonna hate it. It's like it's
good.
It's so relatable. Like every black woman has gone through her Issa Rae stage. Even her like best friend is going through her stage or whatever, but it's so like, you know, it speaks to our generation so much.
It's about dating. What is it about?
Yeah, it's about dating, but it's also about being a black woman in white corporate America,
yeah.
And how they approach you about every and anything that's black. Like, what's twerking? You know, when you work in a corporate.
Like, what's your hat?
Yeah, it's like that. And it's so funny. Like when I first came out here and I was telling people I want to be an actress, mm-hmm. and like, girl, write your own material, do your own stuff. And I'm like, you know what? That's right.
I sit
down, do a, like a synopsis, an outline of stuff that I want to write about, and I'm writing this story. And then I found Insecure and like binge watched it and was like, this is my story. Like I'm literally writing this story, and she is already 10 steps ahead of me. But Issa Rae, shout out to you, doing the damn thing, representing for LA girls.
And speaking of successful women shows, the movie Girls Trip,
yes,
that thing made over 30 million the first weekend.
Dope. Also
and Hollywood is like, whoa,
yes,
because this is a movie with both sisters who just having fun. It was nobody, you know, nothing crazy. No civil rights struggle.
No arguing.
None of that shit. It's just sisters having fun, and that movie made over 30 million. And Tiffany Haddish was hilarious in the movie.
Man, she was a star.
Funny. Yeah, yeah.
I love
Tiffany Haddish. She's hilarious. So shout out to them. Shout out to Will Packer. He was the producer of it. Shout out to Malcolm D. Lee. He was the director of it. And, you know, he did Best Man and all those movies. So I love the movie. Beautiful movie. I love to see.
And that's really how four black women act when they're on a girls trip. Like,
yes.
Seriously.
They were showing the fuck out.
That's how we do it.
Yes.
Me and my girls go out on our trip. It's going down. Just
see, I don't go out with girls like that. Like, I've always had a lot of dudes. I really don't. I remember when I was younger, I would have a group of girls that used to like to travel. But I would go with them, but I would never hang out with them outside of traveling. You get what I'm saying?
No, but that's really what it is. They can't hang because they have all these careers and they got families. So it's like you just meet up, have a wild ass weekend, and go back to your regular life.
I used to do that. But not like recently. Like I guess because I have a kid now. But I need to I feel like I want to go on a journey on some eat, pray, love shit right now.
I know.
I haven't went out of town in so. Like I used to travel all the time, but when I had a kid, I literally stopped traveling.
Yeah, you gotta get home with
your kids. I'm going somewhere. This year, I'm going like 3-4 places.
Where you going?
I really, honestly, I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Greece. Well, Greece just had the earthquake, so maybe not.
Yeah.
But I want to go to Australia. I haven't even been to London yet.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, yeah, London is the shit.
Man, I want to go to London so
Man.
Bad.
Somebody sent us some tickets.
I know.
They love us out there. They always hit me up on the gram.
I want to go to London.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of London fans.
We got a lot of love. When when I'm walking down the street in London, Tariq no shade. I'm like, what the hell?
That's so perfect.
Yeah,
let's go.
To hear
go.
Black people with those accents is funny. You know, but I got a lot of love in London, man. Real good folks
let's
out
go.
There.
I got the hookup for Delta. Let's roll.
Oh, yeah.
You I got Pat. My mom work for Delta. That's why I don't know why I don't travel nowhere. I'm on her pass.
You
can fly for free.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all.
Say, let's go.
Somebody come get Layla for our night.
God damn, Layla, you need to be hooking us up.
I'm
telling
you.
Y'all didn't know that. Y'all know, let's roll, let's go.
I need to talk to you off the mic.
You dig? But we got to do, I want us to do, when I'm done with the 1804 movie, and we're almost done with that, I want to do something with us, either scripted or like a reality show around this, around Ism Radio. I'm just trying to think, and I need the audience to help us come up with some ideas on how to make it pop off. What would be good? Should I do it scripted, just, you know, have it just acting? Or should it just be some real shit? You know, we're following the ladies around, you know, testing their dating game out and just trying to navigate through.
Yeah. Testing the dating game?
I think that would be more interesting if it's real.
Yeah. I agree.
You know?
I agree. I think it would be interesting, but you would have to put some people in place.
Oh, yeah. We would have to, you know, set up stuff and all that. Yeah, we would have to set up scenarios and set up places and all that, but I think that would be a very interesting thing.
Yeah, the real stuff would be good, because I'm a bad actor. I'm good at being myself. I think I maybe not. Maybe, you know what, but when I have went on audition, like I went on acting audition the other day.
Really, for what?
But it was for Comedy Central, but it's easy for me to do, like if it's like a silly funny role,
okay,
because I'll just be myself and right. I'll just like, but if it's like a drama, I don't know how I would do with that.
Well, yo ass, because you forget the fucking lines with your ass. You can't put Layla in a slave movie like, don't beat me. Hold on, excuse me, my line, massa, don't beat me, massa, I's be a good wench. Hold on, wench. Wench, wench,
wench. I swear, all day.
I'll be a horrible actress.
No, but Bree can act. I saw one of Bree's acting.
Yeah,
Bree's
acting
her damn ass off.
Bree is an actress.
Bree be getting it in.
I come with it.
Yeah, did you take acting lessons when you came out here?
I did. Uh-huh. Okay. I took several classes, but the one that hit me the hardest was Matthew Berry's. I don't know if you guys heard of him, but it was like only 11 to 12 students. Very personal, you know. I was the only black girl there.
Oh, damn!
So
did
that
you have
kinda
to get into there? Did they you have to do something to get into that school?
Well,
like,
no,
no. Like
as long as you pay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, you got that money.
Okay. Audited and paid, but yeah, he only has so many slots. So if you can't get in between, and like most of his students have been with him like 5-6 years, so they just keep going back, and it's a monthly charge.
Oh, damn!
And they are really, really good though. Like I was fucking like, oh my God, I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it over here. Like,
damn.
Wow.
They are good. Very good.
That's what's up, man. That's the business. Yo, in the chat room, because the phone lines are janky again. So y'all let me know. Throw some questions at me in the chat room, family.
That'd be so fun.
So
guys,
I can help y'all out, because the phone line, I really wish I could talk to y'all, but these phone lines are so goddamn janky.
I know.
You dig?
I want to get a question.
Yes, and there's almost 1,000 people in the damn chat room. So
shout
out to everybody
Hi,
in the chat room. Shout out to y'all. Somebody said take it to the streets. What's up, Justin? And y'all can try calling again. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, when does that Black Panther movie come out?
2018, I think.
Oh, it comes out next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I really want to see that. A lot of hype is around that movie.
Is this the third? I feel like they did one already.
No. This is a superhero Black Panther. Not the Huey P. Newton Black Panther.
Okay, gotcha.
What else is happening out here, Bree?
Okay, so did y'all see, first of all, it was so many news cases about, I'm gonna throw a few. So one girl, a pregnant wife, punishes her husband's mistress by stuffing chili peppers in her vagina.
I heard about that. How did she do that?
So she caught them in the act. And, you know, him jumping up and getting out of the situation, she dove right in and, like stuffed some chili peppers in this girl's vagina.
Who does that?
That's hard to believe. Because I'm like, I'm kicking you dead in your shit. Like, you jump in between my legs. Like, that's horrible.
How somebody can
Maybe she was a freak.
Yeah.
But why are you mad at the mistress? Right, like, come in.
She could have stuck a bell pepper in his ass or something. I mean, damn, if you're going to be mad at somebody. Yeah, that don't make no sense.
But then there was another story. A man drove 17 hours to meet up with his new boo while his dead wife was in the trunk. Did y'all see that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I heard about that.
So that nigga killed his wife and met up with his new chick and forgot to bury the dead wife he killed.
Yep.
Ooh, the cooch was that good? He was like, let me get that. 35
years old.
He was 35 or she was 35?
He was 35.
Yum. Damn, dude. We got these killer simp niggas out here trying to kill to be with their side piece.
That is like, leave her ass alone.
Leave the relationship.
Just leave
nigga.
It.
My God.
You have to kill her for the I wouldn't even, first of all, if I was the side, I don't want your crazy ass coming to do nothing.
This nigga, like, hey, that bitch is gone, baby. Me and you can be together like I want to be. I'm like, what the fuck? God damn, nigga.
Don't kill me. Just tell me you don't be with me no more. It ain't that
serious. I'm telling you.
Just tell me. I done see so many cases like that on Snapped and all these crazy things. Like when a wife will kill the husband because she was too scared to tell him she had a side. Just tell me.
Yeah.
I'll walk away. Don't kill my ass.
Man, that's crazy as cat shit, man. People? What's up, who's in the chat room? Somebody said, I'll leave my wife for Bree. Nigga.
Don't you do that. Don't have her come trying to stuff shit.
I know. Somebody stick some chili powder between Bree's titties. Don't do that, nigga. We are not going to have that up in here.
No. Stay with your wife. Stay wife.
Man. What's up, Woke Video? Let me make you a mod in the room, Woke Video.
Woke Video.
Yeah. Got a lot of folks in the room. Let me make certain people mods to clean up the chat.
I wonder
room.
What happens to the phone lines. That's
I don't know,
like,
man.
Some weird.
I don't know what that is.
It's a sabotage. Somebody
I know.
It's
a sabotage. The Illuminati.
I'm almost guaranteed it's the Illuminati.
Messing with our goddamn phone lines, man. What else is happening out here? Layla.
What? Okay.
Your ass.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Yes.
I'm ready. No, you guys remember Shar Jackson from, you heard
Moesha?
About that?
Yeah,
Moesha. And then Chris Massey. You remember he is from, I don't know what the hell he's from. He looks super familiar, though. Remember him? Chris Massey, he's another child actor.
He
played on something I can't remember, but they're friends, and she is the godmother of his child.
Okay.
So this is not even funny. This is actually crazy. He actually has a restraining order against her because he has a 2-year-old daughter,
mm-hmm.
and I guess he dropped her off, and he said that when he picked her up, she had like all these gashes across her face, and so now they're reporting that, you know, he put a restraining order against her, and he claimed that, you know, he's charging her with child abuse her daughter.
Damn.
Don't Shar got kids?
He said a 4-inch razor cut on the little girl's face.
God damn.
That's crazy.
So, not that the little girl got into something and probably did that herself.
Right.
Right.
But that Shar is abusing her.
Right. Or, be, you know,
so
you
So, was Shar
still
babysitting the kid or something?
Yes. But see, it's still, you know, that's still, that's what it is. I was trying, it's still kind of considered abuse if you're not paying attention to a 2-year-old. Because a 2-year-old, like the first 5 years of a kid, if y'all don't have any children, is keeping them alive.
Right, right,
because when
right,
I tell
right,
you
right,
kids
right.
get, I used to take my son to the hospital every damn week. Because
Yeah.
This hypochondriac over here. Gonna turn our son into a damn hypochondriac.
I know.
They're like, ma'am, he just has a little baby cut on his left toe. Get the hell out of here, ma'am. Like, I used to be so overboard. And then I'm a new mom, so I didn't know. So any little thing, he had 100 and fever, I took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
They're like, ma'am, just give him Tylenol.
And get your ass about this emergency room.
Right.
So that's sad, though. So she, you know, she probably just wasn't watching a little girl. And he's pissed. And I know I'd be mad.
Leaving my
child, you got a 4-inch. I'm pissed.
Now, she has a baby by Federline, right?
Yeah, by Kevin Federline. Yeah.
They kids are older.
Yeah, they're older.
Yeah,
cause
ain't she a grandmother? Life. Somebody said she was a grandmother.
Ooh,
now nah, that
I don't know.
Yeah, they said Shar Jackson.
Really?
That's kind of crazy.
Her daughter has a kid, from what I understand.
Well, she must popping out a teenage, you know, her. Maybe she has a teenage daughter that has
Yeah.
A baby.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
I know.
Bree. I don't know. She getting that Britney Spears money.
I know. What's up going? What's that? What's happening, Bree? What else is happening?
Let me tell y'all about. So this mother... she is seen burning a pile of Teen Vogue magazines. Want to know why?
Why?
Because there's a tutorial on anal sex.
In Teen Vogue?
In Teen Vogue.
Damn.
They have pictures and everything. They have different versions of couples. They have gay men. They have lesbian women with dildos. And they are giving a tutorial on anal sex in Teen Vogue.
Wow.
Do you hear me?
Wow. I don't blame the mother. I don't blame her. They shouldn't be teaching that. I mean, they're going overboard with this shit, man.
And then in some of the comments, it's like, that mom is crazy. She looked like she forgot to take her Xannies and all of this shit. She do look kind of wired, but I can only imagine like having a teen and having this magazine in my teen's room. And it's about how to have anal sex.
Wow.
That is,
but you
I'm
know,
like
white girls,
right
they
now.
Think that having anal sex is keeping their virginity alive.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm still a virgin.
What?
My asshole. My ass. My ass don't count. It's that type of logic. Yeah.
That's their logic. Like, we can.
Really?
And oral don't count either. Like,
no, oral don't count.
Just because I suck cock doesn't mean I'm not a virgin. It's
oh
that type
my
of shit.
God.
Yeah.
That is new to me.
That's new to you when you live and you from here?
Yeah.
Man. Like, that's where that concept kind of came from, it seemed like.
No.
Man.
Mm-mm.
We,
yeah,
we didn't have that in Right On in magazine back in the day.
Hell
shit.
No. Anal sex.
Man.
Yeah, like, I know adults that ain't
right.
need a damn tutorial on anal sex, and it's in Teen Vogue. That's horrible.
Yeah, we don't have that
how
in Jet
get
and all
that, though?
That
how did they get that published?
Oh, you know how.
Well, I mean, you know, shit.
Kids nowadays, I'm not going to lie, they seem super advanced, like, from when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Well,
these
because
kids
they
seem
have
super
these.
Duper advanced.
Like, I have 6-year-old cousins that have the same iPhone as me.
Mm.
The man. Same one.
Yeah, so kids got access to
so
a lot of stuff,
so you type the
stuff,
right
man.
Shit in the search box.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, they're advanced. They're
kids
super,
got access to
super
a lot of stuff.
That's
yes, indeed.
That's crazy.
Man. Let's see. Let me see if
we
this phone line's going to work. Let me try. Cool. Hello? Still ain't working. God damn.
Wait, what about, can we get a chat room? Well, I guess they can't talk back to us, though. If we
We got the chat room going, but they're trying to talk to us. I don't know why the phone lines are so damn janky, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a setup. I told you it was a
man,
setup.
Man. I want, y'all keep trying to call in. 818-850-5404. Dang. Y'all do this. Y'all call in, and if the phone lines don't answer, we'll call you back. Let's try that.
Oh, okay.
Let me try something.
We gotta get creative.
We gotta get creative with this shit.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see if I can call some of y'all niggas back. Hold on. All right. Let me see something.
In the meantime, in between time, did y'all see Derrick Rose going to the Cavs?
Oh, nah.
You didn't see that? Well, you're not from Chicago, so it wouldn't.
So that was
a big deal.
Oh, my God. Everybody from Chicago is like, damn, I gotta be a Cavs fan now. Like,
oh, damn.
Because, you know, D Rose is like the son of Chicago. He went to like Simeon on the South Side. Like,
oh, damn.
Everybody loves D Rose. Like, he can do no wrong. Girl.
I'm sorry. Everybody was talking about this over the weekend. Tariq.
What happened?
Did you see this interview with this lady's eyebrows? Everybody was talking about it.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that?
Who the hell is that lady?
That's what I'm saying. People are like, why nobody didn't tell her about her eyebrows? I know everybody's seen it on social media.
Wow.
This, Donald Trump was doing a press conference and his lady had this horrendous eyebrow job. It was terrible.
I hadn't seen that.
It was hilarious. I was on there looking at that. But
let's see if this thing works.
You
hello.
Too many brow kits out here now.
Still not.
Hey, this is Ramon from Phoenix that called last week.
There we go. We finally got the damn lines working. What's
there
up,
we go. Finally got them working.
Shit. What's going on, Ramon?
Hey, I need some more advice from you guys.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm.
No, what happened last week? I forgot.
No. It's all good. It's all good. I'm still the same old nerd.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ooh, nerd.
All right, Layla so likes nerds.
Nigga, if you're right, a nerd, so I just want to know now,
Layla can hook you up. No, what's up?
That's hilarious. So I just want to know now, what can I do to focus more on myself and focus on these women out here?
What can you do to focus on yourself? Basically, just do that. Focus on yourself. Start building yourself up, start getting your money right, start getting your career together,
right. And
all the other stuff with the relationships, that's going to fall in place. What kind of work you do, brother?
Right now, I'm just an assistant manager at an ice cream parlor. I'm still in college.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're a young dude. Okay. Yeah, you man.
Yeah,
You better be up there at Baskin Robbins scooping the shit out that ice cream, hollering at some of them ladies, nigga. Shit.
Cold Stone.
Oh yeah, that's even better. Cold Stone. Y'all got some good ass butter pecan up there, Cold Stone. But you're gonna be good.
Yeah.
You're gonna be good, man. You got a lot of time, man. Just worry about getting out of school, stacking your money up, and you're gonna be good to go, man. These women are gonna be cooperating once you get your money together, man. But thanks for the call. Let me see if I can get some more calls popping in. Y'all try to call back. Let me test the phone line some more and see if it's working correctly so we can get it popping. 818-850-5404. 5404. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the number. And let's see if we can get this thing cracking the way it needs to crack off. There we go. Ooh. All right. Again, the phone number is, what the hell is this shit? 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's see who this is. Hello?
Yes, indeed. Mr. Tariq Nashi, this is AJ calling out of Dallas, Texas, but we're in Miami Beach. How you doing, man?
Hey, brother AJ, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, ladies?
Hey, AJ.
Right to the point, Tariq, I just got a real, real quick question.
Go ahead.
And it's, how do you, I'm 29.
Okay.
All right. Borderline nigga nerd.
Okay. Borderline.
Started listening to Mac Lessons in college.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything's falling into place, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, how do you maneuver in situations where a female might be kind of accusing you of wasting her time?
Mm.
And what I mean by that is, like, you know, when you're younger, they ain't really paying attention to you in college. But when you get out and you start stacking it, like you were just saying, you know what I'm saying? They start, you're not on the same time line as they are.
Right. So where does the part where they say you're wasting their time, where does that come in?
Well, the last girl that I dated, she was finishing medical school, and she's 31.
Okay.
She's a couple of years older than me, but she had her stuff together. She's ready to get married, start going with the kids, you feel me?
Yeah.
And so she moved out to California because I just kept going with my plan. You know, I'm in finance. I do all the banking and whatnot. And so I wasn't really ready to just jump out there and settle down when I'm just now starting to get the paper, the cars, the money, the house in order. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. So I get it now. I get it now. Because I was assuming that the woman would be like over 30. A lot of times you got to understand, if you're out here dating, and when you're dating women who are 30 plus, you know, they're going to be like, hey, nigga, that college high school shit ain't popping with me. You know, Miss got bills. I got a car note. You know, I got insurance. So I ain't just trying to talk to you on some casual shit. You know what I'm saying? These bills are a motherfucker. You know, she might have a kid or something like that. So they kind of want dudes who's going to be a little more serious. So your game has to be a little more serious. You got to step that game up if you're going to date a woman who has more responsibilities. You understand? Like, you know, a lot of times dudes are used to dating the college girls. So you can do whatever with the college girls. It's like, hey, let's go to the mall. Let's go to feed some ducks. And you just do a little goofy shit with them. And you can't do that with a woman with no fucking bills. Like, hey, man, let's go feed the ducks. Like, nigga, you better help me with this fucking health insurance I got, motherfucker. I found a cyst on my damn breast. I need some fucking medical help, nigga.
Oh, no.
You know, so women be having problems. They be having problems. Grown folks' problems. They need a motherfucker who's going to be there to support. So that's what they're talking about. So you got to really be able to, you know, step to them on a mature level. You dig? If that's what you want to do. All right.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Hey, quick shout out to Isambot. You know what I'm saying? Over there saying what everybody thinking.
Yes,
y'all take good.
Much respect, brother. Much respect. All right.
For saying what everybody thinking. That's
damn,
hilarious.
Hilarious. Let's see who else we got. A lot of folks calling now. Let's get these calls. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this Rob from North Carolina, Charlotte.
Rob from North Carolina and Charlotte. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I've been trying to get through the show, man.
Yeah.
What's up, Tariq?
Yeah, man. The phone lines were janky, but I got them working, man. We're here. What's on your mind, brother?
Nothing, man. I was thinking, man, I had a question, man. It's crazy because, I'm a little older, man. And my birthday tomorrow, I'll be 33.
Oh, damn. That ain't that old, nigga. I'm thinking you about to say you 60 or some shit.
That's
I'm a little older. I'm 33.
Yeah, I'm older.
You're from one of them towns where everybody act older than they are. You know, the little country towns.
Yeah.
Niggas be having.
Well, Charlotte, man. Come on, you know Charlotte is the Panther home of Cam Newton, man.
Yeah, man. Michael
Jordan, Charlotte.
Man.
But back, you know, back in the day to me, you know,
yeah.
I used to be, you know, I had, you know, a little player, you know what I'm saying? But it seemed like ever since I'm trying to be serious, seem like females not want to play games, man. What's up with
It's called karma.
It's called karma. Hilarious. Now, what kind of game? Bree said it was karma on your ass. Now, what kind of games are they playing? Like, what, like when you're trying to date the ladies, what kind of games are they playing?
Well, it seemed like the game reversed on me, man. Like, now it seemed like they playing me. That's what it seemed like. I can't say that fact.
How do you?
I really don't.
How do you feel like you're being played?
Well, okay, my last relationship. This girl, we was, you know, keeping it steady, and she was trying to, you know, I think she was moving too fast, and she wanted to move in, but I was pushing back a little bit. Mm. And one time, she kind of got mad because she wanted to talk, and she said I wasn't listening, but I was listening, but she said I wasn't. And she kind of started acting out, man, and the girl got mad and tore up my house and stuff, man, and I had to put it out, and it got real ugly, man, and we kind of got distance from that, but it was always like she was playing games, like she was in and out of my life and stuff like that. And
how long were you dating?
Like she was serious. Well, we was dating about a year and a half.
And how was she?
She was 24.
Okay. And she wanted to move in.
Yeah.
You should have let her move into your trailer.
Like she was serious, but...
Hold on, what is Mbot saying? Hold on.
You should have let her move into your trailer.
You should have let her move into your trailer.
Oh, nigga, I ain't got no trailer.
Trailer's nice as hell nowadays.
I know. Nigga, you know you got a four-bedroom on wheels, nigga. Let's stop playing.
Oh, man, nigga, I got a little crib,
bro. You and her fell out, and she put a hole in your tire in the back room.
Out the window, like, stabbing a hole.
She busted the windows and then broke your rims at the same time, nigga.
Silly as hell.
Nah.
But I say, look, are you dating any women now?
I talked to a few females.
Okay, and you're 33. You're still a young dude. You're not as old as you think you are. You're a young dude, man, so you still got a lot of good game ahead of you, but you got to get women who's on the same page, women who kind of has their shit together. And you out there in Charlotte, there's some nice sisters out there, especially in Raleigh and places like that. So, but again, on the same token, there's some dusty, some real dusty shit going on out there too. And a lot of women are tainted by that dustiness. You dig? Because if women are used to dating dusty niggas, when they step to a dude who has their shit together, you know, there's going to be a little conflict there because they're not going to know how to deal with that. But you got to start dealing thorough women out there. Get with the women who got something going on for themselves, and so that there will be a balance between you guys, man. Thank you for the call, brother.
I appreciate it.
What's crazy though is the tables have turned. Like he said, women playing all these games. Women are now on the game playing side. They don't have time for this shit.
Mm.
They ain't trying to settle down.
You know, something else has changed too.
What's that, dear?
Have you noticed that? It's changed as far as sugar daddy. It's like it's a lot of sugar mamas going on.
Yes, there are.
It's like the girls have the money, and they're get like. Did you see what's her name with the nose?
Hazel
E with her little 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Sucking whipped cream off of her feet.
Yeah. I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole. I would actually hit her with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't touch her.
He was sucking, and only a 20-year-old is gonna do some shit like with her old ass. She's like 35 or something.
Man,
a 20-year-old, and she's like, you know. I was like, really? This is just terrible.
So Layla, you wouldn't want you a young nigga sucking on your toes, Layla?
No. I don't. I honestly believe in, like, you know what turns me on about a man? Power.
Oh.
And it's not even about him having all the money. Trust me, I want my own bread. I've had bad experiences. I want my own money. But guess what? I want you to have your own shit too. I'm not taking care of you. Mm. I'm not no sugar mama. I will never be a sugar mama. That is not my personality, and I will never do that. Mm. I'm sorry.
So all the young niggas trying to come up,
with
you can't lay up off Layla. God damn
it. It's a lot of dudes doing that. Remember we had a dude that called in like not too long ago like, remember he was asking like how to get some money out of a girl? Yeah. Like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening in 2017?
Yes.
My
terrible.
Nigga. Man.
Yeah. If you look at the Housewives of Atlanta, Greg is now NeNe's little do boy. It's a lot of do boys going on right now.
Man.
Well, Greg took care of NeNe for a long time.
I will give him that.
That I will do.
Yes.
Now, I ain't going to lie. If a nigga take care of me and the table's turned with his bread get funny, I got you.
I don't even think his bread funny. I think NeNe just came up.
Oh, yeah. She came up.
And she was like, baby, relax.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what I would do that now. Yes. That I will do.
Yeah. And I can respect. I like Greg.
Yeah. I like Greg.
Yeah, I like him too.
And, what was Sheree's dude, the football player, that goofy ass dude?
Whitfield.
Boy, he's goofy as fuck, man.
Yeah, he's a little.
Yeah, he's off, but he's on some other goofball shit.
What do you think about Todd?
Todd, oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Now, Todd's situation, Todd seems cool.
Because he had his own little, I mean, he didn't have nowhere near Candy.
Right.
He had his own little career going.
But her mama was ripping him a new one.
So Todd had to let him know, look, you know, I'm in the situation, but I'm not going to be no little, you know, runt nigga running up under her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I liked about him.
That's what I like. He kind of stood his ground. Yeah. Right. I can respect that. Todd is like, look, I'm doing my own thing. I'm a producer. I produce shows. So I'm not just going to lay up under you. And, you know, you hand me, you know, little nigga trinkets and all that little bullshit.
Nigga trinkets.
Now, with Portia's ass, she be getting these niggas who's trying to come up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She get these niggas
and
who's...
And she's so
fine. Yeah, she's a fine broad. But, you know, she's you know...
dingy as hell.
Dingy, though. She's cute and dingy. I like Portia. I think Portia's beautiful.
Yeah, but she could do better.
But her game ain't as crisp because... A lot of times when women are in relationships at a young age, and she got with Cordell at a young age, and whatever you don't complete, you're going to repeat. So she didn't get a chance to go through that little college girl, wild, irresponsible stage. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So once she got that divorce, now she's dating these random niggas. Every season is some new nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So... It's very important that people get to live out their little bullshit and get it out of their system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You dig?
That's true. I did that already.
So. Oh, you did? What? Did?
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I was young and crazy.
Mm.
I was so... The things that I look back on, I was like, wow, you know I have favor and grace. Because I should not be alive right now.
Oh, Lord.
And I was tied down, so I was the opposite.
Uh-oh.
So now how I'm long very you? Chill.
What's
I'm
going
very
on, y'all?
Chill.
Okay, what's up? I didn't even click that. How did this nigga get on the phone line?
What's up? I'm in here.
I didn't even click the phone line. How long you been on hold, nigga?
I've been on for a while. Oh, I'm like, man, they're gonna notice me. I'm trying to be polite.
You just said something.
What's going on, Ism family?
How you doing, man?
doing good. Hey, I have a question. Well, my name is KP, and I want to have a question. Calling out Atlanta.
Okay.
Since y'all was talking about Usher, I was wondering how it'd be a good idea to be like, all right, let's say a woman approaches me who has, you know, herpes or STD. How should I handle that? And also on the flip end, you know, approaching the women, if a dude has STD approaching the women, and how, you know, get a women's response on it, you know, how they feel that happened to them, and maybe if you can go behind your pre-marriage days to see if that, you know, somebody ever approached you like that, you know, just kind of get that out there.
No doubt, man. We'll talk about that. Thank you, girl. So what would y'all do? Like, if a woman says, hey, look, I got herpes, I'm like, okay, well,
like,
I'm
not going to smash. Like, that's an easy answer. Get the fuck away. Like, I'm not having sex with you.
I ain't about to smash. Like, I mean, that's real,
Like, I would not be.
So, okay, let's switch it up. What if it's the person that you with just so happen to have herpes and you have not contracted it? Because the only way you contract is if they have a breakout, right?
That's what I heard.
Because I don't know the ins and outs, but I know like some people are in dead ass relationships. So it's like, do you just write people off immediately because they have herpes? I'm gonna answer. I'm writing your ass off.
That's what I heard though. Every one in three people have it.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I heard you can have it for like 10, 12 years and not even know it.
Wow.
Because you don't get breakouts. Like, you only know you have it if you get it. So you could have dormant, what is it called? Dormant. Herpes or whatever. And you can never have a breakout for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Everybody's body's different. You might have a breakout, you might not. And if you don't have it, you're not gonna know. But if you get tested, this is my question. I wonder if you get tested for it and you don't have the breakout, would you know? You still know. Okay.
Yeah, you can know.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, a lot of folks don't know there are cures for herpes. There are cures.
There is. I thought there wasn't.
Yeah, there are cures. Left Eye from TLC had herpes.
Really?
That's what she went over there for?
That's when she went to Dr. Sebi.
Oh.
Yeah, Dr. Sebi said she had herpes. And I don't want to seem like I'm putting her business out because Dr. Sebi publicly said this.
Okay.
And when she went down to Honduras, she was getting cured for that.
Oh.
And Dr. Sebi, his brother, very well-known brother, he just recently mysteriously died.
Passed, yeah.
And I'm saying this in quotes because they arrested him down in Mexico. It was a whole bunch of shit. He had $30,000 and he mysteriously died because this brother would have cures for a lot of diseases. He went to court and proved that he can cure AIDS.
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. Cancer. Mm-hmm. Many people say that he cured Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. I know he worked with Michael Jackson. He cured Michael Jackson of a lot of things. He worked with Eddie Murphy's mother. So Dr. Sebi cured a lot of people. He has a shop here in Los Angeles. He had a compound down in Honduras. So this brother was the real deal. And there are medical, not medical, but you have medicinal people who are into herbs like Dr. Layla Africa. A lot of these people who do know how to cure that. So I would say take them to some of these people who use these herbal remedies to cure that. Because people like Dr. Sebi, their remedies were real. And it just depends on how the motherfucker looks. Because if I'm with a motherfucker who's real fine, and she like, nigga, I got herpes.
How he look?
I'm not going to fuck you, but I'm going to take you down to Dr. Sebi's store and get you some damn herbs.
Get a cure first and
get a cure. Do that at least. Shit. Because if you're with somebody, if you're already with somebody, like, just like Bree said, if you're with somebody and you find out they have it, but you don't, do you leave? You know what I'm saying?
I get turned off. Like, for me, I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
And I'm very, like, when it comes to sex, I'm super funny style about touching. That's why I've always had a boyfriend, because when I find that one person that I feel is clean, that is, like, I stick with that. Like, I've never been a all over the place type person. I mean, everybody has their moments where they're all over the place, but that was, like, a quick moment, and then I snap back into reality. But, yeah, I'm, like, really, like, I've always had a boyfriend, like, long relationship, so I'm very funny style about that. You tell me you got herpes, anything, I'm sorry, I can't.
Man, even mentally, if you were in the relationship with the dude.
Yeah, because mentally, every time we have sex, it's not going to be good. You're going to be like, she whack, because mentally, I'm not going to be there.
That is a mental block. Like, right. A serious
But so you wouldn't try, you would a nigga, y'all would a nigga, you would a nigga for a few years. Y'all it's cool. And he's like, hey, baby, I went to the doctor. They said, I got some goddamn herpes.
It's a wrap.
A nigga would never tell you that. Listen to me. A nigga's not going to tell you
the
that.
The hurt coming out your mouth is it's a wrap. Oh, you ain't even got to finish the word.
Man.
You like, hurt?
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here.
Roberts don't get herpes. So it's safe to give me that pussy.
Okay, well, it's about to say robots don't get herpes. So
he probably got herpes too, little nasty ass.
Robot herpes. Shut your ass up.
Man, let's see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Hello? Are we back? Janky again, phone line. Come on. We were good for a minute. We were good for a minute, phone lines, and you start blocking up. Man. All right, we're going to try one more time to get some phone lines going. Everybody in the chat room, y'all go to ismradio.com. ismradio.com. That's where all the archive shows are. I need my internet guys, some of my nigga nerds who know what they're doing, to help us get these websites popping. I need to get a video streaming website, my own personal site. I'm working with my dude Randall. I'm working Randall real thin right now, so I need some other folks who can assist with getting this site. I'm trying to get my videos a lot. I don't want to stream on YouTube too long because it's too many racists that's fucking with the videos, and they're letting them do it. So I got to go back to like what we did with the Mac Lessons Radio, just do everything on a static site, on our own site where it can't be messed with. I want to get a video streaming thing going on our own website where people can chat on there and make it thorough. All my internet guys, my web guys who know how to put web pages together, y'all hit me the fuck up. I'm not working with him no more, CT. So I need some of y'all who are thorough to hit me up, info@tariqelite.com. And black people, email me if you are thorough. A lot of black folks have a habit of just jumping in the mix just to jump in the damn mix. You ain't really got the skills. You just kind of want to be seen. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, anybody in here a doctor? I'm a doctor. All right, nigga, we need you to help with CPR. I don't know how to do that. You just said you're a doctor. I mean, I like Dr. Dre Beats by Dre. That's what I'm talking about. It's that type of shit. Niggas just get in the mix just to get in the mix. Let's cut that out. I need some people who are very thorough with getting websites.
I'm trying to filter these people.
Who very thorough with getting websites. Email me. and be good. Even when we're doing 1804, I needed some people to do some illustrations, and people would hit me up, and half the people's illustrations were garbage. It just wasn't good. It was like some stick figures type shit. Damn. I'm like, God damn. I do graphics. I'm like, what is this?
Tariq, I do graphics.
Yeah, man. I'm like, dude. And the people who were thorough, when I want them to do something, then they would kind of half-ass do it. Come on, we got to step it up, black folks. We got to step it up. Let me see if I can get this last call. Because I want to talk to the family. There you go. What's up? Who's calling? God damn it. Hello? Man, I'm going to get these janky phone lines. I'm going to get these janky phone lines working correctly next week. I got to come in early to make sure the phone lines are working. Woke Video, you hit me up. Email me, Woke Video, for real, so we can get this going. What's up, James Earl Moans? You got to hit me up, too. James Earl Moans. I know James Earl Moans. I'm going to make you a mod in this room, by the way. Hold on. I got to make James Earl Moans a mod in here. I made Richard Norman a mod. I got to get James Earl Moans a mod in the room because I got to get this site popping, and we got to get this thing cracking. Let me try one more damn time on this janky phone line. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what up, man?
Finally. Pete. Hey, what's your name, brother?
Pete.
Pete, where you calling from, Pete?
Calling from Texas.
Pete from a lot of folks in Texas, man. What's on your mind, Pete?
Well, you know, I know you guys are talking about 30 being young, but I mean, for some reason, man, I feel like, you know, I don't have much time to like get my shit together. You know, I'm working on getting my shit together, but it's not there just yet. I was wondering, what can I do to expedite that time?
Now, you're 30, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, I mean, 30 is especially for men. 30 is the year. That's the time for men to really start being serious about stacking their paper. That's the time for you to start really, really thinking about, hey, what am I going to do to get my paper where it needs to be? Because a lot of dudes, we go through a lot of dilemmas at around 30. We get to a crossroad at 30. 30 is the year we should get serious about what the fuck we want to do in life. Because a lot of times in our 20s, we're smashing random broads. You know, you're doing all that player shit. And you got to get all that out your system.
I've never been that type of dude. Like, kind of like Layla, like, when it comes to relationships, I'm more or less monogamous. And, you know, when I'm not in a relationship, I really don't smash at all. I'm not in a relationship. I really don't smash. You know, and I've been focusing on audio for the past, you know, almost 15 years. What's that?
I said, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, you know, so I've been focusing on audio for the past 15 years. I haven't had my own company, though. So I recently just started my own audio company, you know, and I mean, it's a rough start so far, you know, but I just don't want to quit.
Don't quit.
I'm wondering, what can I do to really, you know, expedite my time and utilize my time wisely to really start stacking my paper quickly.
Well, the thing is, what do you do in audio, by the way?
You know, I used to do production. I used to be in the studio doing. I'm an audio engineer, so you know, I was the guy behind the mixing board and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, it was really hard to crack in and really get the ball rolling with that. So right now, you know, I make custom audio gear, custom audio cables, and all that stuff.
Okay. Is there a big market? Is there a big market for that?
There is, but there isn't. You know, like, I mean, I don't know what cables you use for your microphones, but, you know, the top of the line microphone cables come from either Magami, which is based out of Japan, or Monster Cable. Those are the main two cable companies. You know, but, you know, if you go to Guitar Center or any music store, man, they sell them for like $70 each. You know, I make these things handmade, and because I'm doing it and because I'm buying it in bulk wholesale, I can sell it for half the price and give you a better quality. So even though Monster and Magami got the game sewed up, I feel like I can sneak in and get my paper up that way by selling it for half the price, and I still get double the profit.
There you go. You know, the thing about selling any product is all about the way you brand it and the way you promote it. That's the secret of any product that you try to sell. It's the angle in which you sell it. There has to be a niche that makes your cables more unique than others. For example, when we look at Beats by Dre, See, what the angle with the Beats by Dre is, the name of the headphones is a top producer. And the top producer has nothing but hits. Like 30 years of nonstop hits. And that's the thing that makes those headphones a little more unique. I mean, there's other headphones that sound as good, but the thing is, if you put a name on there like Dre, that's associated with success, that's associated with top quality production, that's the niche. That's how you promote the thing. Now, if you don't have a big name behind something, there has to be another niche. There has to be another catch to it. And that's so you got to think about what your niche and what your catch is going to be. You dig? Just like, for example, let me give you another example. When we did the Hidden Colors films, again, there was never a film done like that before. Nobody had ever done a film that talked about Black history outside of slavery. And that was actually our niche. We branded it that way. That's why we named it Hidden Colors. Everything you're going to see is hidden from you. That is the niche. You're going to see some shit you've never seen before. And that's how we marketed the film, and that's why it was so successful. We knew not to try to compare it to anything else because there was nothing else to compare it to. So, again, I'm just giving you some ideas on how to market something and how to brand it. You understand? Even names are very important. Names are very important. Let me give you another example. You know somebody who's a good singer, who's very good looking, but whose solo career was garbage? The chick from the Pussycat Dolls.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, her career should have popped off. She was in a hit group. Dope. She's a great actress. I've seen her act before. I mean, that's just the bad. She's fine as hell, very exotic. Yeah. I mean, everything about her is fly. She could sing, cute, act, the whole nine yards. And you know why her shit hadn't popped off? Her name.
Her name is weird.
Her name is too fucked up. Her name is so uncatchy. It's not even a catchy name. You can't even pronounce the shit.
Scherzinger.
Yeah, you can't pronounce it. So
that's true. I never thought about that.
You can't pronounce her name for shit. You dig? So there's no cool brand on it. But you know what you can pronounce? J-Lo.
Nikki S.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It should have been a nickname. Just like J-Lo. Right. J-Lo is catchy as shit. J-Lo is an all right actress. Very mediocre singer.
Right.
But J-Lo is a fucking international star. Yeah. You can brand her. J-Lo, that name is easy to roll off the tongue. Yeah. You dig? It's all about branding, the way you name something. All of that is very important.
Well, you know what, Tariq? I feel like my branding is on point. You know, and I do have a niche. I don't want to say it on the air right now, because I don't want anybody to run with it.
I feel
that. I feel like I do have a niche, and I do have, you know, a little branding thing going on. I think the problem, though, is promotion. Do you have, you know, any books that I could possibly read about promotion? Because I don't want to just read, you know, Small Business for Dummies. Like, I really want, you know, something, you know, that's really focused on promotion.
I don't know any books offhand, because a lot of stuff I just kind of look and learn from hands-on experience. But I'm pretty sure there's some books you can look at as far as promotion and branding. And also what you can do is just get around people locally who are successful at what they do. What part of Texas you're in?
I'm in Austin.
Okay. You might have to go to Houston somewhere, but I would find some people out there in Texas that I can get around and see what they've done that's successful and kind of emulate what they do, almost act as an apprentice as far as how they get down. And also just kind of study people and see what works for them, how they marketed their product, how they name their product, and get some cues from that. You feel me? Well, what's the name of your company, by the way?
Before I go, I want to send you a couple products, man. Where can I send you some product?
Yeah, email me. And info@TariqElite.com.
Info@TariqElite?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll do that. Thanks for the time, bro.
All right, brother. All right. My dude.
The name of his company is Moistnigger Cables.
The name of the company is Moistnigger Cables. So he can't brand that one.
If somebody need his ass. Regular.
Knock that damn bot off the table.
Man. Anyway, man, we got to get out of here, man. But again, all my tech guys, my website developing guys who can, I ain't talking about just a web page. I'm talking about some websites where y'all can build some shit that's thorough. Email me, man. I'm trying to get y'all to get down so we can get this thing popping. Email me, info@TariqElite.com. Stop fucking around, niggas. Hit me up.
Get on the team. Come
get on.
On
the damn team. I'm got to beg you niggas. Come on, man. If I was a white dude, y'all be... I can do it. Got to get that body count down. Eyes ain't black eyes. OJ.
He got off too. He got did. Off. He got off. Because y'all yes. was doubting me. Y'all doubt. Was doubting me.
I just didn't want to bet.
Yeah, she
didn't
want
to bet. I just didn't
want to bet. But Tariq was like, hell no.
I didn't know, man. But he went in there bucking them eyes. They stole my stuff. No, they stole my stuff. So OJ bucked them eyes and got his ass up out of there, didn't he? Man.
Oh, my God. Man.
Anyway, y'all, let's get up out of here. Ladies, what y'all got up for this weekend?
I'm going to Disneyland.
When?
Yeah, on Friday.
Okay, because you know Saturday we got to be here.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I'm remember? Going Friday. It's my son's. No, Saturday. Yes, I ain't going to say what time. Yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. No, but it's my son's birthday on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really, really?
So I'm taking him to Disneyland.
Oh, man, I got to get a gift,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, get my son a gift.
What size shoe he wear?
He wears a, what does he wear? Oh, he wears a 12. He has big feet.
Okay.
He
wears damn.
Yeah.
He has some big ass fucking feet.
He's actually really tall because people are like, is he 7? I'm like, no, he's 5.
Look like he about 7.
Right. He's, I know, 5. He's a big boy. Man, I'm going to get him something. I'm definitely going to get him something.
Thank you.
Well, y'all tune in Saturday because we're going to be here Saturday. There's a Russian television station coming out here doing some things on me. So we're going to be here live this Saturday.
Yay.
So Layla's going to be hungover from Disneyland because you know she's going to be somewhere drinking some shit. Layla's going to take some liquor.
I'm going to get some drinks at Disney.
Layla's going to get some liquor somewhere.
Down.
It's like, look,
in my purse. Hennessy.
Does Donald Duck have some fucking Ciroc under them wings? Because I'm trying to drink.
I'm almost guaranteed they do. To deal with them, that many kids.
Layla's
sure
going to find
do.
A drink.
Ooh,
some
I
damn
should,
way.
I should invite Bree because my brothers are coming too. Like all three of my brothers.
Hey, oh, damn.
They can fight over her. They can fight over
her.
Because one of my brothers like her.
Oh, word?
My twin, yeah.
Oh, damn.
He tried to flirt with her on Instagram and stuff.
He did.
Yeah, he said he went on your live and he was saying something like, oh, you're my sister's lazy. You're doing a live right now. She need to be.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, he was trying to flirt.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
He's
damn.
Like the only one that will kind of like, but you know what? I remember I was telling you most of my brothers like white girls.
Yeah.
Well, they're, I don't know what it is lately, but they've been trying to like highlight the sisters. It's weird. Yeah.
Oh, man.
They've been listening to your show, Tariq. I'm
That's
telling
good.
You. No, I'm
That's
not
good.
Even joking. Ever since I've been working here, they've been like kind of like hollering at black girls.
Man.
I'm so dead ass serious because they love your show. So.
Hey, yeah. Man, shout out to them, man. Shout out to Alonzo Earl from the Money Team. I got to hit you up, Alonzo. Y'all, I hope y'all got some tickets for my ass.
Money team.
I hope y'all got
for
some
our
tickets.
Our.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
I know. Let me see what they can give me. Shout out to Floyd Mayweather and the Money Team and Alonzo. I'm going to hit you up in a minute when I'm done with the show. Bree, what you got going on? With a nice sweatsuit on. Look at Bree.
I know.
Ooh, so
I
got the
girl.
Nice. That's
stand
a nice
up.
Sweatsuit. Yeah, stand there. Let's show
hold
Bree.
On. I got to hold my. Hold on. Hold, let me hold
suck
my
it in,
life
Bree.
In.
So, there you go.
The
so, boom. Oh, there you go.
There you go. Y'all been waiting for that. Thanks, Layla. I asked her to stand up.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Okay, wait. So this guy I used to work with, this is clothing line. So
that's cute.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, he sends me clothes and
I
shit.
I like that.
That's cool in the game.
Y'all like to check him out. He at Unforgiven on Instagram. Unforgiven CO, I think.
Shout out. Unforgiven
CO.
Can I get
a sweatsuit?
Yeah, get send Layla one.
I'm gonna get you. I got you, girl. But I'm babysitting
cute.
This weekend.
God, damn.
Aww. You know what? I agreed to it, and then I'm like, damn, my weekend gonna be gone.
What age?
3 and 4.
Aww.
Oh damn.
But they sweethearts. Aww. They are. When they mom and daddy ain't around, they be sweethearts. They be like, oh, Auntie Bree. So yeah.
And
whatever isn't about to say, I'm taking my shoe off. So come with it.
I already Hello. Know what I'm about to say.
What I'm about to say. What is about to
say?
To...
The kids with the titties. You're going to say something stupid.
Lord, Lord, Lord. What's y'all Instagram?
Oh, go ahead, girl. You
oh, I'm talking. I'm at Chloe B. Heard. Chloe B-H-E-R. Come check me out. Come holler at me. Wait a minute. Some of y'all don't.
Uh-oh.
Y'all kind of weird.
Them kids are gonna see those titties and want to breastfeed again.
You know Isabel was gonna say it.
I'm gonna pour some water on him and disconnect his ass.
Man, so yeah. What people don't hit up Bree if y'all on the bullshit.
Yeah,
don't be weird.
What do they be saying to you? What do they be saying?
Weird. super weird shit. Like,
what they be saying?
I don't even know. I don't, like, some dude said that we were in a relationship and I cheated on him and he sent me screen texts. Like screenshots of text between two people, and I'm like, I've never talked to you in my life.
Hilarious.
What?
Yes.
See, delusional. I don't get niggas. Super weirdos. Thank God.
Do I have to stop responding? Is that what I have to? Because I'm like, yeah. I'm a people person. I like people. You know, I love meeting new people.
Oh yeah.
But that's it's weird as fuck.
I just get, can we go out on a date or we need to meet up? That's the weird.
That's weird too. Shit.
Yeah, that is super weird. But man. I just ignore them.
Ma'am.
Miss Lay Lopez. Miss Lay Lopez. Sorry.
Yes.
That's my Instagram.
Yes. And y'all follow me at Tariq Elite on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. Tariq Elite on Instagram. And I'm out. And y'all have a good one.